President. As we gather here today for the intersessional meeting on the Genocide Convention, we are compelled to contemplate the changing landscape of human rights challenges. Our focus centers in the intersection of social media and hate speech, recognizing the urgent need to address the ramifications of online communication in the context of potential genocidal acts. This digital era has granted unprecedented global connectivity, enabling instantaneous information sharing. However, this has led to a surge of hate speech on social media platforms, posing a significant threat to our fundamental rights, potentially fostering discrimination, deepening divisions, and, in extreme cases, contributing to acts of genocide. In examining hate speech, it is vital to expand the definition beyond explicit calls for violence, including the subtle degradation of groups. Words that demean, widely disseminated through social media, can fatefully reinforce divisions along lines of ethnicity, religion, or nationality, providing a breeding ground for intolerance and, at its extreme, genocidal acts. Crucially, social media is not a detached realm, but amplifies and extends the impact of offline actions. Online hate speech can catalyze physical violence against marginalized groups, as illustrated by the plight of the Palestinian people. Conflict zones are globalized as we witness social media act as breeding grounds for hate speech, fueling real-world violence. Inflammatory content contributes to the dehumanization of communities, perpetuating cycles of injustice and suffering. Disinformation campaigns intensify hostility, where false narrative on social media amplify real-world injustice against the Palestinian population. Mizan Center for Human Rights and Geneva International Center for Justice call for comprehensive strategies to address the root of hate speech, precision in defining the problem, recognizing its consequences on vulnerable populations, and leveraging collective strength can pave the way for a world where the principles of the convention are upheld and the dignity of every individual is safeguarded. Thank you.